Made in China, it's a phrase that has become an almost daily reminder of the global economic challenge facing the U.S. In the pandemic, one thing has become clear: the world's reliance on personal protective equipment, or PPE. As special correspondent Patrick Falk reports, a great deal of this much-needed gear, from masks to goggles, comes from China. And the country where the virus originated now produces much of what is needed to fight it off.
It may only be manned by a small number of workers, but this PPE production plant in Chongqing, southern China, churns out 500,000 disposable masks every day. Masks are by far the most sought-after type of PPE, and these commonly seen blue ones are number one sellers.
The flat, the typical three layers surgical mask, that will be the most popular one, this one.
Paul Wang is CEO and founder of LinkMed. It's a major global distributor of medical gear, including PPE. According to the Washington, D.C.-based Peterson Institute for International Economics, even before the coronavirus pandemic began, China was the largest exporter of PPE, accounting for nearly half the world's supply of face masks, gowns and goggles. Its share of the market's grown even larger since. Wang says his company's sales volumes are 10 times higher than a year ago. And after a slight lull over summer, as the virus subsided in many places, orders are now coming back with ominous strength.
Beginning of September, and we already saw the early indicator of the second wave is picking up, because now the weather is coming and cooling down.
At the height of China's battle with the coronavirus in March, LinkMed, like many other overseas distributors of PPE, called back inventories from warehouses around the world. Much of it was diverted to frontliners fighting the virus in Hubei province and the virus epicenter, Wuhan. But domestic demand for PPE has slowed steadily since March, as China's gotten its outbreak under control. LinkMed's shifted its focus back towards buyers elsewhere, including the U.S., which, like many other countries, continues to grapple with shortages.
A global backlash against China over the coronavirus pandemic has led to accusations that Chinese authorities hid the severity of the outbreak so that it could get a head start on stocking up on the medical supplies it needed to respond to the crisis.
And there are fears China might restrict the distribution of gear to countries that have criticized its handling of the disease. Joe Mazur is an analyst at the intelligence group Trivium China.
But in reality, we haven't seen a lot of that. China has, in general, been pretty liberal about exporting its PPE once its own domestic needs have been met. And I think that's for a couple of reasons. One is because the Chinese government sees the export of PPE as a big public relations coup.
Reports say exports of virus-related goods, including PPE, helped offset a drop in other products shipped to the U.S. as a result of tariffs imposed by the Trump administration. Total exports were down only slightly in the first 8 months of the year compared to the last, according to official Chinese data. Healthcare officials say the shortage of PPE in the U.S., by contrast, is likely to persist in the absence of a strategy to address the problem.
It is as important as having a local fire station in your town or your city.
Tinglong Dai is an associate professor specializing in healthcare ecosystems at the Johns Hopkins University Carey School of Business. He's been researching the critical need for the U.S. to reshore PPE production.
Just imagine if you have a fire and you do not have a truck a few miles from you, and you have to rely on truck from nearby state. And you cannot deal with the fire. By the time the fire trucks arrive, your house has already been burned down.
Both President Donald Trump and Democratic nominee Joe Biden have championed bringing back production to the U.S. Dai says it needs to be a long-term commitment.
We need engineers, managers, quality controllers, and technicians and workers. When we need them, we cannot just train them within a few weeks. It takes years to get the right people, to get the right machines.
China was able to ramp up production when it needed because of a plan it previously laid out to be self-sufficient in key industries by 2025. State support saw nearly 70,000 companies register to either trade or manufacture face masks this year. But reports also suggest that may have led to quality control problems. Health officials in the U.S. and many other parts of the world criticized China over faulty equipment and substandard masks. Shipments have been pulled.
there's been a big spike in demand for this product, and China has the means to produce it. And so what that does is that attracts a lot of people looking to capitalize on that disparity. And unfortunately, some of them are, you know, bad actors who are producing subpar equipment.
Chinese regulators have tightened quality control over medical supplies, but that hasn't stemmed the problem entirely. LinkMed's made serious efforts to ensure the goods it distributes comply with health standards at home and abroad. It's had to brush aside some of the negative attention to Chinese-made goods.
This is part of life. This is part of the politics. So people finger-pointing each other for different reasons. You know, I just accept it. You know, it's nature. And I still, and my whole team is feel very proud of it, not what we are doing, and we are saving lives.
And as long as the pandemic continues, people across the world are likely to depend on China to supply the equipment needed to keep them safe. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Patrick Falk in Beijing.